Dr. Sabic, taking an office note on patient Genevieve Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, date of birth 10-2-1945, date of service 3-25-2025, per paragraph. The patient is 79-year-old female who is referred to see me by Dr. Irum Zahir, I-R-U-M Zahir, Z-A-H-E-E-R, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine and hypercalcemia, per paragraph. Patient has past medical history significant for 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 since 2008, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next asthma, next ulcerative colitis, next GERD, next peripheral neuropathy, next left eye blindness, next history of glaucoma, next history of corneal transplant times 3, next fatty liver disease, next bladder polyps, next colon polyps, period. Paragraph. Her past surgical history includes multiple eye surgeries, including 3 right corneal transplants, bladder polyp excision, and uterine polyp excision, left eye laser surgery, and bilateral cataract surgery, period, endoscopies, period. Allergies, she's intolerant to metformin, it causes diarrhea. Social history, patient is widowed, has had two sons, no smoking, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She's a retired high school counselor. Family history, her aunt had colon cancer, father with colon cancer, sister with breast cancer, mother with shingles, period. Video systems reveals no headache, occasional chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting. She has alternating diarrhea, constipation, no abdominal pain, no melena. She has occasional nocturia. She has complete bladder emptying. She does have urge incontinence, no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed and are negative. She denies any intake of NSAIDs, period. Paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT pupils. Right pupil is reactive to light and accommodation, period. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, no JVD. Oral mucosa is moist, no pharyngeal erythema, period. Paragraph, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal soreness 2, no memory zone of friction. Her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, always is her abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound, no rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash. Noted neuro exam is non-focal. Period immunization, patient has received 6 shots of the COVID-19 vaccines, period. Paragraph, current medications reviewed include albuterol, ascorbic acid, aspirin, atorvastatin, bisoprolol, vitamin B12, multiple eye drops, ezetimibe, famotidine, gabapentin, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, mesalamine, multivitamins, omeprazole, period, paragraph. Investigation shows the following. From February 28, 2025, her BUN is 21, creatinine 0.96, estimated GFR is 60, serum calcium is 10.6 with a carbon dioxide of 34. Prior to that, in December 2024, her BUN was 24, creatinine 1.19, estimated GFR 55. Calcium in November 2024 was 10.8, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. chronic kidney disease ranging between stage 2 and stage 3A. She has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and diuretic use. We're going to do a full renal workup to evaluate the situation. For the time being, given her decreased kidney function compared to her baseline of 75 milliliters per minute a few months back, I will discontinue Farxiga. In addition to discontinuing her hydrochlorothiazide because of hypercalcemia. Next diagnosis, hypercalcemia, most likely related to the use of hydrochlorothiazide, especially with contraction alkalosis. We're going to discontinue hydrochlorothiazide, continue lisinopril 10 mg daily with bisoprolol, monitor blood pressure, and review blood pressure log, adjust accordingly. Peer paragraph. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia, next asthma, next ulcerative colitis. Patient is getting mesalamine, which can be affecting her GFR as well because it's an NSAID. For the time being, she's to continue, we'll reassess her kidney function, period, paragraph. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Since we start Farxiga, we'll put her on Januvia 25 milligram daily. Next diagnosis, peripheral neuropathy, continue gabapentin. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue statins. Next, asthma, take albuterol as needed. Next, GERD, continue omeprazole for now. May need to come off this medication. Period, paragraph. Patient is going to have a full renal workup with imaging studies. She's going to see him back in around 3 weeks or so to discuss the results. I thank you, Dr. Zahir, for your trust. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Zahir.